Hello, Ms. Attenborough. This is Mr. Lancashire. I've a 2 o'clock appointment to speak with you.
Yes, I've been expecting you. Please come in and close the door behind you. Now, what can I help you with today?
Well, I'm supposed to graduate this year, and since courses are about to begin, I want to make sure I've completed all the necessary requirements. I've brought a copy of my academic record with me. I'll give you some time to look it over.
All right, Mr. Lancashire. Well, I see here that you're set to graduate with a degree in chemistry, and you're on a regular track or an honours track.
Honours. So I'm on a 4-year plan. Well, for me, it's actually been 5 years since I had a year-long overseas internship in Barcelona. As you can see, I've taken all of the necessary course requirements for chemistry, except for my research project, which I'm finishing up this year.
Let me just double-check your transcript. Organic chemistry, kinetics, mass spectroscopy. Yes, it looks like you've taken all the necessary chemistry courses.
And what about the general education requirements? That's my main concern. I just want to ensure that all of those have been taken care of.
Of course. Well, the general education requirements for natural science majors, anyone studying chemistry, biology, zoology, physics, they're very similar. You weren't doing a joint honours degree, were you?
Nope, only chemistry honours.
Okay then. Well, if you've only one honours subject, that means all you need is 2 courses from one additional subject and 1 course in another. So you'd have studied 3 subjects in all, your major and then 2 more subjects. And let me take a look at your transcript to confirm.
The reason I'm concerned is because, well, I didn't want to study chemistry when I first arrived. I intended to be a literature major, but I changed my mind.
Ah, yes. I see that you took a literature course both your first and second years here.
Yes, I took a literature course, a chemistry one, and physics one my first year here. I always liked chemistry and physics, but I was convinced my future was as a professor of literature or possibly a writer or critic. However, I fell in love with chemistry right off the bat.
What about it made you change your mind?
The labs. Getting hands-on experience running experiments was the most fun I've ever had in a course. I knew from then on that I needed to change my major. However, I didn't really enjoy physics that much, so I decided to take another literature course my second year.
Well, I have good news for you. Even though you're a science major, the degree requirements here at the University of Glasgow allow you to take any type of courses during your first 2 years. Outside of your main focus, I mean. Most science students take courses in other branches of science, but it's not mandatory.
I'm so glad to hear that. So I'm all set for graduation.
Assuming you satisfactorily complete your research project, it would appear so.
Okay. And while I'm here, what else can you tell me about graduating?
Well, for this academic year, the ceremony will take place on May 5th of next year, and the deadline to enrol for the ceremony is February 28th.
Oh dear, I've been planning an around-the-world trip for after graduation, and my flight departs on the 2nd of May. I don't want to miss graduation, but I've already paid for the ticket and the cancellation fee is several £100. What can I do?
The university allows for students to graduate in absentee, so you don't need to attend the ceremony in order to graduate. In fact, you can save money this way because you don't need to hire the gown and hood for the ceremony. The downside is that you don't have any photographic or video souvenir of the event, of course. This year, for the first time, there will be a webcast of the event. The stream is available on the university website.
That's not a problem. I'm not a big fan of pomp and ceremony as it is. But what about my parchment?
For students who graduate in absentee, we post the parchment to their address of record. But you'll be travelling, right?
Yes, so it would need to be sent to my parents' home.
That's not a problem. Just indicate the address on this form. Here you go. Fill this out and you'll be all set.
Great. Thanks for your help, Ms. Attenborough.